Hi, welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy. I'm Paul Pardy, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien. And we are talking about the top 20 C-sharp questions. These are questions that we found many people on the internet were asking, and we wanted to provide you a visual way to get at these questions and figure out how they work. So we're going to provide you with some of the answers by walking you through some code. So our 10th question for today is the difference between the ref and out keywords. And the short answer is there's very little difference, so maybe that wasn't worded as well as we could have, but the ref and out keywords are very similar in the way that they work, but we're going to just talk about a couple of distinctions between them and when you might use one versus the other. So just to go through these bullets real quick, when you pass the ref or out keyword into a method, the value is passed to the method. But when you make any changes, those changes are retained from the calling method. So it's essentially passed as an argument by reference, and you're not passing the value, you're not passing a copy of that value to the method that you're calling. So it gives you a nice way to make changes to a variable, but maintain a reference to that variable after the changes are made. The big distinction between ref and out is that when you're passing an argument by reference, you have to initialize the variable first before you can pass it. With the out keyword, you don't need to do that. So that's a big distinction between the two. Okay, and then the called method must assign a value prior to the method's return statement, and we'll see how this works when we look at the code. All right, so let's go to the demo, and we can show you a little bit of how this works. So we're doing some very simple things here. I've got two blocks here that I'm going to run. The first one is going to use the out keyword, as we can see here, and the second will use the ref keyword, but I'm going to run these independently so you can see how they work. We're essentially setting a string variable to the original out string. We'll put that to the screen, and then we'll call this out method. And the out method is very simple, so I'll just go to the definition for that. And essentially, it reassigns the out string to this new sentence. This is the new out string. Now, because we're passing it as a reference in both cases, and you can see the ref version here, because we're passing it as a reference in both cases, when we make the change inside these methods, that will be retained from the calling method, and we'll be able to see that after we run the code. Okay, now I got to go back and find my references here. So let me go ahead and run these, and you'll actually get to see how they operate. So as we saw in the code, this is the original out string, and that was assigned at the beginning. Let me go back up and find where I had that. So we assigned the out string as this is the original out string, which we see in the console here. And then as we pass it into the out method, that is changed to this is the new outstring value, and as this comes back when we write out to the console, that outstring retains that value that we saw in the method. So this is what it means to pass a string by reference. You don't have to provide a return value because the ref or out keyword will maintain that reference from the calling method so that you can operate against it once it returns from the method that you call. It might be good, actually, in the second demo here, to actually walk through the code. So step through it, so you can kind of see how things are going. So let me comment out the first block, and then I'll uncomment the second block, and we'll just step through the code. All right. So let me put a breakpoint here, and then I'll go ahead and run this. So the first thing we're going to do, obviously, is this is going to be blank. It's going to be null. We'll step into that. We set it to the this is the original string. We output that to the screen, and my console is hidden behind Visual Studio, so we're not going to see this actually working, but this is essentially going to put it out to the screen, and I'll show you that in a moment. And then we're going to call the ref method, and we're going to pass that reference string in by ref. And again, we're falling back to our Visual Basic days. That's what Visual Basic would have used, the by ref keyword. But we're just going to call the ref keyword as we pass this into the method. And so as I step into the method, the ref string is set as this is the original ref string. Notice that this method is void. So this means we're not sending a value back, but because the calling method retains the value that was changed in the method that we call, we can use it when we get back to that method. So we'll step through. We change the value. Now the value is changed to this is the new ref string value. And as we return back to the calling method, I'll just skip over, we can now see that that has the new value that we set in that calling method, and then we output that to the screen. So that's essentially how the ref and out keywords work. It is important to know that if you're overriding a method that uses the ref and out keywords, you can't have the only distinction between two methods as ref and out, because essentially Visual Studio, the compiler, treats them as exactly the same way. So if you're going to make a change to a method, you have to actually add another parameter or take a parameter away, but you can't have a distinction between two methods as just only between the ref and out. You have to make other changes as well. So that's another distinction there. According to the compiler, they're essentially the same keyword.
And one thing too, Paul, when we talk about saying that the variable, when we're talking about passing them by ref, it has to be initialized first.
Yes.
Is there anything specific, like say if we have a string value, do we have to initialize that string value to a blank space or a specific value, or can we just simply initialize it as an empty string? Does that work fine?
You can initialize it as an empty string. Visual Studio will compile fine with that.
Okay.
Yep. So in summary, the big distinctions between ref and out are that you have to initialize your ref, you don't have to initialize your out. And when you're overriding or creating multiple methods that essentially uses the same method name, you can't make the distinction only between the ref and out keywords. You have to add other variables or change the type of variable that you're passing in. Those are the big distinctions. Otherwise, they function exactly the same.